Are you ready to be somewhat impressed? Okay, maybe I'm asking too much. Well, I know at the very least they do their very best to put a smile upon your face. It's KSJE's Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with Ren and David.
Your Sunday morning will never be the same. You're listening to The Wake-Up Call on KSJE, Farmington.
Great music, superhero type guests, and a giggle or two. Changing the world one smile at a time is Ren and David.
Well, Ren, before we go much further, it's imperative to me, because I know we're having a little bit of a celebration.
Yes.
And I've known this for several weeks, and that's kind of the reason I kind of canceled last Sunday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make it somewhat special, but I honestly can't believe it. I thought maybe a year sounded right, but you've been with me 2 years.
2 years.
Freaking years.
I know what you mean. It sounds like it's flown by for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it has for me, too. I just can't believe it's been 2 years.
We've been all over the place. We've been in multiple locations, too.
We have, and tried to stay out of trouble.
Keep our noses clean.
You've been on a raft.
I've been on a raft.
That was kind of cool.
That was so much fun. I looked really cool, too. I had my, like, it looked like I was in a chopper with my little headset.
Yeah, you did. Oh, now, see, I didn't get to see that part. I just saw the picture afterward with you and Derek sitting on the side of the raft.
I should have taken a picture.
And I love the one of you in the water. My little mermaid was in.
Yes, my little mermaid and my mermaid tattoo in my arm.
Well, you're my little mermaid. That's your little mermaid.
Yeah, this is my little mermaid.
Yeah, but and the thing that I have always admired most about you was you're like, yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. That's what, at the very least,
I'll
try
you
to
some
be.
Some dumbass idea. Oh, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Spontaneous.
That's right.
I'm down for an adventure.
Well, I appreciate it. So we're celebrating with a little bit of Snoop Dogg wine.
Yes.
It's called 19 Crimes.
It's a Cali Red.
Yeah, and it's not bad.
I like it, I think, a bit more than Dave.
Yeah, I would say that. I am a Merlot fan. It's a little, and you were talking about dry. You like a sweeter wine. This wine's not really dry,
mm-mm,
but it's not sweet either.
It's
pretty good.
It's kind of acidic, but yeah, I normally prefer the sweeter wines, and this one isn't so sweet, but I'm still digging it. So this feels like a personal, as a new wine drinker, a personal win for me.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I'm expanding my horizons.
All right, so I already know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Yes. I'll take it.
And then, of course, I made some tortellini and, like, cream cheese sauce. I don't know how that's going to turn out. Spinach and mushrooms, and there's Italian sausage in there as well. Yeah.
We're gonna have a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, wine makes me sleepy too.
Yeah,
it's the best thing I use to go to bed with.
I'll just make coffee. I'll try not to vibrate, you know, through the walls. We'll be fine. It'll be a good day here on KSJE's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
Exactly, the mellow feeling is happening. You know, and this weekend they're having the balloon rally, so there's lots of hot air balloons in town. I don't know if you've seen any. I haven't seen any up in the air yet.
I haven't either. At the Balloon Fiesta?
Yeah, Balloon Fiesta. I'm not sure what they're calling it, but it's a great thing for us. And they've been all taken off at Farmington Lake, and they had a night glow, I think, last weekend. That was kind of a precursor to the whole thing. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, the area, the country that we live in and all the neat stuff.
It's so cool. I remember one time I was subbing for some class at the high school, and I was staring out the window, and
a balloon went by.
A huge Chick-fil-A hot air balloon appeared in the sky for a good couple of minutes, and I went, "Guys, look, it's a hot air balloon." None of the kids believed me. They all thought I was trying to get their goat. And I was like, "No, please, look.
You gotta look."
And then it landed shortly after, like maybe 10 minutes later. I still wonder if that actually happened.
Do you think you're having a hangover moment? Is that what you
said? I hope not. None of the kids would get up to look, so to this day.
So you have no witnesses.
I have no witnesses.
That's what you're getting at.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it could have been a figment of your imagination?
Yes. Yeah. My imagination.
All right, so today, what theme are we doing?
Oh, okay, so this one's fun. It is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, where they take modern-day songs from, you know, like the last 40 years and reimagine them in classic styles.
Really? Oh, I love those guys. It didn't dawn on me when you said that earlier. Oh, my God. They do one all about that bass. Oh, my God. Oh,
that one's so strong. I'm starting the show off with it.
Yeah.
Really? I am, yeah. They're European tour version. So it's kind of like a cool jazzy version. Plus, it's got – there's this one singer because they work with all sorts of musicians. I'm going to have to look up her full name, but her first name is Haley. And she is in all of the top streamed postmodern jukebox songs because her voice is just so
powerful.
Powerful.
I love her to death. Mm-hmm. And but I love the other two ladies in there too. The blonde that's on the side.
Oh yeah, I could have filled this entire playlist with Miss Haley, but I tried to sneak in some other singers too. So to let you know, they're all fantastic.
Oh, fantastic! Well,
Here's a good example for those of you who aren't familiar with Postmodern Jukebox. This is their sort of jazzy cover of All About That Bass.
Love this tune. I love when Meghan Trainor did it. I love when these guys did it.
We're going to start from the very beginning this time.
Okay, let's start. I have an idea.
What's that?
Let's start from the very beginning.
Oh, man, let's do it.
Damn, Dave. That's
because
why
you know bucks. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, and no trouble. I'm all about that bass, and no trouble. I'm all about that bass, and no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop, you know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
It's perfect from the bottom to the top.
Hey, my mama, she told me don't worry about the size. She said boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then
because you know I'm...
I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about
about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated, Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm glad you started with that one, because that kind of explains it all.
It does. That's everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Because All About That Bass was already kind of a vintage-y-sounding song. It makes a lot of sense to put it into that style. Mm-hmm. And then we're definitely going to get into some weirder choices, some weirder transformations.
So. You know, I have a recording somewhere of who they've been guests on this show as well, Island Style, doing that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. So it's got, it doesn't have ukulele, but it's got a Hawaiian twist to it with Darren Kamai and, of course, Ryan Woodard. Yeah.
Oh, I got to hear that. You got to find it.
I will. I'll download and send it to you because it's good. It's kind of broken up because it was recorded live on the floor at Zimes Ford Corners. So it was kind of.
Yeah.
There's a little background stuff in there, but it's still the whole point's across, and I started late getting it recorded, so yeah.
It would be fun to play around with that recording and see if we can do some sort of refurbishment to it, you know.
Yeah, it would. Well, I could probably get Ryan and Darren to do it again.
Ooh.
We could.
That's even better. We'll why not them, just
yeah,
start
we'll
over?
Have them, yeah, we'll have them come be on the show again.
Yeah. Love Island Style. Hey, Dave, I have a question for you.
All right, I'll try to have an answer.
Do you think Lady Gaga would have been a flapper?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too. Can't you see her? She would have cut her skirt and bobbed her hair as soon as she could.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny that you bring up Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Because I have seen, she's been coming across my Facebook feed or my TikTok feed a lot,
mm-hmm.
because I guess showed some interest in it. And I know they you know.
Yeah, they know what you like at the moment.
Yeah, and so, she has just, saw where she had to cancel a concert, I think, due to lightning, and she's talking to the audience, and she's got tears in her eyes apologizing.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't be back the next night because she had to be like 1,000 miles away. And,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, but she promised that she would be back and that they would do it for free. All that, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, as a performer, you must just feel horrible. All of these people
absolutely.
Are here for me, and I can't do what they came for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a good chick.
Yeah.
But I have a fun reimagining of her song, Bad Romance.
Kidding.
It's very much a Great Gatsby 1920s rendition.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. This one works so much for me. I've been listening to it for weeks leading up to this. So.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm all about Debbie. Everything, as long as it's free, I want your love. I want your design, cause you're a criminal as long as you're mad. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your love. I want your psycho, your vertigo stick. Won't you win my rear window? Baby, you're sick. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your your revenge. I want your love. I don't wanna be friends. Je veux ton amour et je veux te revendre. Je veux ton amour. I don't want to be friends.
Like the tap dancer in there too.
I do, and you know what a great Sunday morning feel. Honestly,
yeah. that song is such a vibe. It's not hokey either.
No,
I'd say it kind of puts even the 20s into a new perspective for me. Their music,
yeah,
how it must have felt back then.
Yeah, I would love to have worn a zoot suit.
Mm, absolutely,
with the gold chain and the
big hat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And I would have loved, you know, just the debauchery of the 20s. It was so bad, it destroyed the economy.
You know, that's a nice term. That's a nice way to put it.
Thank you.
Debauchery.
People say SpongeBob rots your brain, but I learned the word debauchery from SpongeBob when I was a wee lass. So.
Really?
Yeah. They have an episode where they go out on a boys' night to just cause mayhem, and Patrick goes, debauchery! And I started shouting that around the house, and my dad went, do you even know what that means?
No.
No?
No, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then he enlightened me, and so I've been using it ever since. So,
yeah.
The 20s really was a debaucherous time for...
It was. And, you know, wasn't that, too, that was during Prohibition, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what made the debauchery.
Well, and you know, absolutely. And it was kind of fun that way too, right? All the speakeasies and...
Oh, absolutely.
It was right after, well, they had just had World War I. Well, before it was, they knew it was the first one.
Right, right.
And they had just had the Spanish flu epidemic, so everybody was ready to party.
Yeah.
So I can see that kind of happening again in this rebirth of the 20s.
That, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Very easily done. We've got a lot of disgruntled people... Which is unfortunate.
Yes.
But, yeah, there's no telling.
Let's hope it leads to a good cultural awakening.
Some more great music come out of it.
Yeah. Oh, hard times make great music.
And I wouldn't mind wearing a zoot suit.
Oh, what was it?
What do they call those hats? A fedora?
Fedora.
Yeah, zoot suit and a fedora. Absolutely.
A fedora. Mm. Beautiful. Well, it was one of my favorite drag queens, Shea Coulee, who said, I might have said this on the show already, but... Fashion has become joyful again. It was really, really kind of sad and, you know, repressive for a while. Like, oh, you don't look good enough. you know, and people being really afraid to dress the way they want to.
Yeah.
Now it feels like people just dress however, and it's like, okay, cool, good for you. We just almost, you know, died in this big pandemic, so you do you.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what needs to take place. But let's just add to that without hurting people.
100%.
If you want to hurt yourself, that's your business.
Yeah. Well, and golden rule, treat people the way you want to be treated. Unless you want to be treated badly, then get some help.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I say that with
maybe
love.
That's why I had so many divorces. Maybe I like being treated badly.
Yeah.
No, my life has changed. Take a turn for the good.
Yeah, there's always time to change. Well, and you know, as the Eurythmics said, some of them want to abuse you, some of them want to be abused.
Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We're getting deep over our wine.
Yeah, you're going to have to get me a lifesaver, pull my butt out.
I got one for you.
Okay.
This is kind of a fun change of pace. So this is Miss Aguilera's classic hit, Genie in a Bottle.
Yes.
But and this works so well as well as like a 1960s surfer rock song.
Oh, wow.
So give it a listen.
I'm listening. Got my ears open.
Okay.
Got my ears on.
Are they open enough? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out soon.
It's true.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
That was a miss. Brielle von Hugel.
Von Hugel.
Von Hugel. Now, that's a fancy pop star name.
No kidding. I would say that that sounds like a postmodern jukebox name.
It sure does. Is that even her real name? We don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question.
You know, I would...
I bet probably... That unusual? I bet probably so.
Yeah. There's a really cute song in here I got queued up by... her name is Sweet Meg.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so that's definitely a show name.
Yeah. And you know, I bet her dad might even have named her that.
Yeah. Yeah, like a little sweet nickname?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Because my oldest daughter, her nickname is Boog.
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 Yeah.
Comes from, I picked a good one.
Oh, my God.
Short for Booger.
That's so cheesy. I love it. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that can call her that. She informed her stepdad one time, or her mom informed him to her stepdad. No. That's her dad's nickname for her.
Mm-hmm. That's sacred.
And it's been that way ever since.
I can't tell you how many nicknames my dad had for me.
Really?
Yeah, a big... He liked to make them sound Russian. So a popular one was Lobachinka.
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 Okay. I can see you as a Lobachinka.
Yeah. Lobachinka.
Yeah, okay.
He was a creative dude.
You know, it was funny when my daughter was going to college. She went to college in Portales, Eastern University of New Mexico. And I called and left a message for her and said, I love you, Boog. Mm-hmm. And she had a guy visiting and she was listening messages. And he goes, Boog, what's Boog? And she goes, well, that's what he calls me. He calls me Booger. And he goes, really? And she goes, yeah, and I like it.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's right. All right, I think we're out of time. We're about out of time, I think.
Yeah, we got to take a little break.
Okay, let's take a little break, and then we'll come back with some more postmodern. Well, actually, the guy's name is?
Scott Bradley's.
Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, and we want to give him credit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the band leader.
Absolutely.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't say it because you know I'm cute. Louis down to my drawers. LV all on my shoes. I'll be dripping so much sauce. Got a boy looking like ragu. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. I'm like Chardonnay, get better over time. I heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch you like. It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Got to blame it on the goose. Blame it on my juice, babe. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Got to blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Look, I'm not a snack at all. Look, baby, I'm the whole damn. Ain't sick, don't dare try to cop a feel. The juice ain't worth the squeeze if the juice don't look like this. Hold up, baby, Pat, don't make me have to steal your chick. If I'm shining, everybody's gonna shine. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. I'm like Chardonnay, get better over time. I heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch alive. It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Got to blame it on the goose. Blame it on the juice, baby. It ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding and the proof. Got to blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. All the flappers out there with the feathers in your hair, come on and let me hear you sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the fellas looking fly with these spats and bow ties, come on and let me hear you sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Yeah, yeah,
You know, it makes me just want to get up and dance.
Yeah, that was... Let me get the singer's name. Ooh, someone's mad in the roundabout.
They don't know how to use the roundabouts
here. They don't. That was Mario Jose.
Mario.
Doing a bit of a ragtime version of Lizzo's Juice. I just thought that was such a charming little...
Lizzo's Juice?
Lizzo. You know Lizzo?
I don't.
Lizzo she juice? Does... she's big, but she moves. She's a big, beautiful black lady. How else do I describe her?
Oh, well, that's pretty good description. Big, yeah. Beautiful black. That's...
You've definitely, I've played some of her music on here before, but she has a song called Juice. And so that was Juice.
I'm going to look up the original.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
I almost would play it if it didn't clash with the theme.
Okay.
Let me tell you how I really feel.
Yeah, why don't you tell me how you really feel?
Well, I will tell you that... what did we listen to? We listened to a song earlier that had a singer that I did not credit. So I'm going to play another song by her right now and credit her when it's done.
That sounds like a good idea.
So this is a take on Taylor Swift's Blank Space, and it's a nice sort of 1950s, 1960s lounge version. So imagine yourself in a nice dress, you're getting a cocktail, and some glitzy lady appears on the stage and sings this song to you.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
I'm ready. I'd like a nice glitzy lady on the stage singing a song to me.
I can show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven sent. I saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, do you wanna play? Suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. Dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if your high was worth you paid. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I got a blank space, babe, and I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I can show. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh, God, screaming, crying, perfect storm. I can make all your tables turn. Rose garden full of thorns. Keep your second guess in line. My God, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. And you can tell me when it's over, if your high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the games, and you love the game. When young and more reckless,
only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
And there's a line in there that I think I can really
relate to.
Yeah, what did she say? It was,
I've got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane.
Oh, my God. I know. Yeah, that's me to the T.
I used to give Taylor Swift a hard time as a teenager for how much she would write in her songs about her torrid love affair. I was like, girl, keep it in your diary. But as I got older, I realize it makes people feel normal when they have romantic troubles, because not everybody has easy romantic, you know, history.
Yeah.
So. Does it make you feel more normal?
I
does it make you feel seen?
I don't know what it makes me feel. I mean, I do feel like I made a lot of mistakes, but, you know, I'm only human. I
can't, you're only human.
And I probably expect way too much out of myself. And right now, you know, I expect way too much out of a significant other. So it makes it even more difficult, you know, so.
Well, you got a blank space, baby. Yeah. And you'll write her name. Well, I kind of like that song, though. It goes to show there's always second chances, third chances, fourth chances.
Oh, absolutely.
There's always another chance.
My heart will never, ever be closed off completely.
Mm. Ever. Good. It shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I love people, so that helps. Mm-hmm.
And there's always different types of love that are just as important. Love
Absolutely.
Of our friends.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Scott Bailey's Postmodern Jukebox.
Scott Bradley's.
Bradley. Yeah. Two E's.
Yeah, two E's. Bradley.
I hope I got that right on Facebook when I put it in there. I'll look at it here in just a second.
I think you might have. Or I just have faith for you.
Yeah, oh. You have a lot. You have a lot of faith in me.
I mean, yeah. As soon as I said it, I went, well, don't just patronize
I wouldn't jump
him.
At it real quick if I were you. But by the time this airs and people look for it on Facebook, it'll be correct. How's that?
I believe it.
And of course, on the webpage too. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but that candle, I don't mean to be plugging our others, but Male Encounters of the Life Kind. We're coming out with our own series of candles, and they're going to be male scented. How did I word it? They would appeal to a woman, but made for a man.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it. Masculine, but also just, you know, in general, smells good.
Yeah. And this one, I just got this one this week. Ginger from Grand Pacific Lux sent it to me, and I just love it. It's a Java. I know you read off the description.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's got caramel. It's got espresso in there.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was telling you, it reminds me of...
Dark espresso.
You know, if my... Careful of that wax.
Yeah. Dark espresso, maple, and caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And dark espresso bean. And, you know, it's really... And these are all hand-poured in Salem, Oregon, and they are made with coconut and apricot. Wax.
Ooh.
So it doesn't have the cartridges in it. She uses a special wick. Cartridges?
Carcinogenics.
That's it. Doesn't have
carcinogens.
So, you know, a regular candle is unhealthy. It's like smoking a cigarette.
Paraffin wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these are not that way.
Wonderful. So, I'm going to have to get some.
And they're going to be on the webpage, innerwestconcepts.com.
It's so nice because a candle really needs to set an ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a perfume that makes a statement. This just creates
not overbearing.
It's Yeah, if you wanted to have a, if you're a guy and you wanted a special lady over, this would be a wonderful mood setter because it smells like you just made pancakes and
a good point,
or like a cake or cookies or something. But you know, not too floral, where she'd be like, "Why does it smell like cotton candy in here?"
We have another one called Desperado.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a little. It's the same way, you know, made
Desperado.
For a man. A woman would approve, but made for a man.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So.
Or, you know, even just maybe a gal who likes a more masculine scent for herself.
There you go. Yeah. Good point.
I cannot get over these candles. Maybe it's the wine. Maybe it's something Dave has put into the wine, but I approve of these candles.
Something maybe Snoop Dogg put in the wine.
Snoop Dogg put in the wine. Okay. It now, is definitely.
The wine is 14%, and typically wine is around 12%.
Yeah.
So this is a max alcohol. 14% for a wine. It's almost like a mead.
It is.
Or maybe more than a mead.
But it's so tasty, I keep drinking
more. It's more like
more
a brandy. It's closer to a brandy. That's what it is. Yeah.
A brandy?
I thought brandy is the next one. It goes beer, mead, wine, brandy.
Wow. I need to memorize this.
And then cognac's in there somewhere.
Cognac.
I think. Yeah.
Where's vodka at in that?
That would be alcohol. Yeah, that would be up
okay.
There.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's giving me a little bit of a buzz too, but we're also going to eat here pretty quick. So
yes.
That'll help.
And I've been drinking plenty of water, so we're okay.
Oh, good. That'll help too. All right. So what else we got?
This one, Dave, I played this song for you for the rap for people who don't like rap. Show.
Oh, yeah.
But this is going to be a 1950s Little Richard style cover Salt and Peppa's Shoop.
Oh, I love this.
But I mean, it's a tale as old as time. This is a love story, really.
Hey, yeah. I want a shoop, baby. Here I go again, girls, what's my weakness? Okay, then chilling, minding my business. Just sort of looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared, my niece, my witness. The brother had a going on something kind of wicked, had to kick it. I'm not shocked, so I asked for the digits. Hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slick slide to my swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I did back to a bag of tricks. And I lit for flip, baby, wanna do tricks. Lick a lollipop, should be lit. Came to my sisters and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do that voodoo that you do. This was just a hell, make me wanna shoot, baby. You packed in your stack, especially in the back of the one to thank your mother for a book like that. Can I get some fries with your shake booby? Looks could kill you, would be, and who's your shotgun gang? What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it have? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild, B-boy style by the mouth. Smooth black skin with a smile. Right as a son, I wanna have some fun. Come on, give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip on the dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. Make me wanna shoot, baby. The shoot, yeah, the shoot. I'ma show you how to do it right now. Ready? Here we go. So you move your hands and around, and you rock around the clock. And then you kick ball, change and stick to the left, and then you shoot round up. You shoot to the left, and you shoot to the right. Let's go again. Let's do it right. Only if I can say go. Let me shoot to the end, man. The three pieces. I've been on like the ring. Shoo, shooby-dooby, like scooby-dooby-doo. I love you and your big jeans. Make me wanna scream. Ooh, 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 I like what you do when you do. Ooh.
what you do when you do. I like it when you shoot.
I mean,
that one was okay. I liked what you said just as you were turning us on.
Said that one was okay. It wasn't my favorite.
That's kind of how
it was
felt.
Not the singer's fault at all. What's her name? Tia Coffee. No.
Tia Coffee.
Tia Simone.
Tia Simone.
Yeah, it was not her fault at all. It just, it was kind of difficult to adapt that song. It's a rap to a more melodic style. Yeah. But I thought it was just interesting at the very least.
I liked it. I mean, yeah. it was okay. I'm going to tell you right now, there was one other that was I really liked, but my favorites and all about that bass that we opened up.
Oh, Miss, that's what I mean. I could have filled this whole playlist with Haley Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
What a powerful voice, honestly.
I'm going to end it with another one of her songs.
Okay. Are we at ending time?
Not quite.
Okay. Because I was going to sing, I'm so glad
we had this time. I think we have enough time for like two more songs. So I'm going to play this next one by Miss Sweet Meg.
Sweet Meg.
And this is another 1920s cover. I sure like their 1920s covers. This is a cover of Dua Lipa's Levitating, which is such a dance track. It just translates well to the 1920s party aesthetic. So
I'm good with that.
This one's been stuck in my head also for like days.
For days? Days on end?
Days on end.
Okay. You have wine eyes, just so you know.
I know. Everything is always given away in my eyes. I know. Everyone always knows what I'm doing before I'm doing it.
You kind of look like Snoop. You got Snoop Dogg eyes.
Snoop Dogg. Okay. Save me, Sweet Meg. Save me from this embarrassment. Oh, I got disconnected?
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take it for a ride. We fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shine just the way you like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating the Milky Way, the renegade, yeah, yeah. I feel it in the energy, I see it's written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars. You want me, I want you, baby, my sugar boo. I'm levitating the Milky Way, we're renegading, yeah, yeah. Dating you, moonlight, you're my starlight. Oh, you all night. Come on, baby, come and dance with me.
My love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. And I'm feeling so romantic, dance my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop. Yeah, 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 yeah. My love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. And I'm feeling so romantic, dance my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop.
That you were vibing with me on that one too.
I was, yeah. I'm going to look up some more of her stuff. I really
Sweet Meg.
Yeah. Oh, that was Sweet Meg. We're ending it with the other one. She reminded me though of the one we're ending with.
Yeah, Miss Haley Reinhart.
Yes.
Sweet Meg was really, really good. That's why that song has been stuck in my head. I love the way she just sings like this.
Yeah,
very classic.
I like that one a lot. I've got Debonese and I lost it.
Oh no.
The word is flossom, but I want to get the exact
flossom.
Flossom. Yeah.
Okay. You had one earlier I really liked. It was Imagination.
That's a good one too, yeah.
And it's when your imagination comes to life and it creates magic, baby.
That's right. We'll stick with that one. I'll say Flossom for next week.
Yeah, because, you'll find Flossom.
Yeah, Flossom is, it's a good one too, but it's not one of my quotes. I'm stealing it from somebody, but yeah.
Yeah.
Flossom. Be That's thinking okay. about that.
You always have a Debonese ready to go just by like, did you know some of the Beatles' best songs were named by Ringo because he was kind of messing up common phrases? Like A Hard Day's Night was a Ringoism, and so was Tomorrow Never Knows was a Ringoism. So you got that Ringo energy.
Yeah. I've done that all my life. It's the way I've been all my life. I don't know if radio did that to me or my mother.
It's a good
combination
trait.
Of both. Yeah.
Embrace your strengths.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to end it with Miss Haley Reinhart, who I could have filled this whole playlist with. But she is singing something that, honestly, this version of it, I could see Marilyn Monroe singing it.
Here, put you a little bit of wine in there because this is this second year anniversary show.
Second year.
And we're going to have a little clink here. Get it close to the microphone.
Yeah, cheers.
Happy second anniversary, Rin. Mm.
Should pale death with treble dread make the ocean caves our bed, God who hears the surges roll, deign to save our suppliant soul.
Oh, my God.
That's from my favorite movie, The Lighthouse.
Okay, well, I think that's a good note to end on. This Haley Reinhart.
Yeah, let's play some Haley Reinhart.
Or Haley
you heard
Reinhart.
Her there for a second.
Where'd I get Reinhouse?
Because Amy Winehouse.
There we go.
Amy Winehouse, Haley Reinhart. I can see it.
So put them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need any more wine.
No more for this guy. We're cutting him off. And let the music play.
Have a good week, folks.
Bye-bye. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways.
fun was that? Every week, Ren and David will bring you informative fun, maybe a musical guest or two, and you'll always get a load of laughter, answered emails, rants, raves, community thoughts, and so much more. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of their wonderful sponsors. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, new episodes are available every Monday morning at 1 a.m., and they would love to hear from you at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.